B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from PC Media Group Station. Home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Everyone ready now?
Good morning!
Yeah, it took us an extra second to get going, but...
Good morning, everybody! We're sometimes not on time.
Well, we were on time, we just weren't ready.
We got $300 for you today at 7 a.m. with our 5 seconds to cash contest. And if that's not good enough for you, how about the fact that it's Friday?
You remember right, that song?
Yeah.
Back in the, by the way, for the, if you guys didn't know. Oh,
sorry, what?
Oh my gosh, that was loud.
I told you we weren't ready.
For Fridays, we do something called the Legendary Friday Free For All.
Yes, we do.
Where we play a bunch of old school songs. And do you remember the one song, I feel like maybe Ja Rule, and it was like, and if you ain't here to party. I want to play that song.
There's also one that's like, don't stop the party.
Yeah, that's all good stuff.
Hey. That's Pitbull, though. That's your boy Pitbull, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Legendary Friday Free-for-All kicks off at 7:45. The music that will help you get into weekend mode. And the weekend weather looks like at least it's not going to be an oven in Charlotte.
It's not going to be blazing.
Yeah. My gosh, we could all take a break from that. Well, this is a little part of the show where we like to talk about our day in 30 seconds or less, as we like to say. So I'll go first. Yesterday, I made my first visit to, I've had frozen custard for the first time.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you went to Andy's?
I did. Andy's frozen custard is right around the corner from where I live out in Waxhaw. And actually, AJ's going to be out there this Saturday. Hold on.
You all right, bud?
Well, this one says Cameron's going to be out at the one in Concord.
Maybe they're going to be at both. There's going to be one in Concord.
Oh, no. We were talking about it all week. Now it doesn't say anything about AJ being there. It went right in the garbage.
Yeah, you couldn't do that again.
No, I couldn't. Anyway.
I'm sure he's out and about. I'm sure we didn't mess up all week.
I don't know. It's not there. But anyway, so yes, frozen custard. For the first time I had it, I had a shake. Last night, a delicious shake at Andy's Frozen Custard. And Dean, of course, wanted a cone. But is there anything worse than giving your child a cone when it's 99 degrees outside?
It's everywhere. Yeah.
And by the way, Andy's isn't the only one that's guilty of this. All ice cream places are guilty of this one move. And what is that move?
Overtopping it?
One napkin. Here you go. One napkin.
Well, what do you want, 40?
I need 40.
Well...
Roy doesn't have any kids yet. He doesn't know that you need, like, a drop cloth.
My God, yeah.
A tarp.
I need something in the way of a bed sheet.
Yeah.
So that was my day yesterday. What's going on in your world, Loren?
I had a very relaxed day yesterday. I got to go home, take a really long nap, which was amazing, and then spend the day with my family.
Well, good.
I don't get to do that too often.
Wow, that's really good. Well, I had a busy day and a stressed day, and it was all...
Completely opposite. What did you do yesterday? I don't even know.
Yesterday, I had a long day here at the office, and then I did some real estate, and I cooked. I haven't cooked in like 2 weeks, it feels like, but I actually cooked last night.
Good for you.
Which it was nice to pour a glass of wine.
Started off as a glass, turned into a bottle.
And I got to cook last night, which is really nice and relaxing.
Cooking is fun sometimes when you don't have to do the pre, you know, shopping. It's a ton of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we're big fans here of HelloFresh. They don't pay us to say that, but they do take the grocery shopping out of it. Although every meal, I change their recipe.
That's okay.
I'm like, I wasn't about zucchini fries last night. I'll take the bag of frozen potatoes in the freezer and,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. See, I like the zucchini fries, and I like the broccoli that comes with those prep services, because I would never order that. You know, so that's the only chance that I have to eat that healthy stuff.
Oh, I think zucchini is great. I just didn't want to cut it last night.
Oh, I got you.
Another day.
Hey, the Checkers are in the finals for the AHL Championship. Charlotte could have a championship right here. And we got your tickets to go to tomorrow night's game. We'll tell you how you can win those after Ariana. Yeah. The Hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. So the Charlotte Checkers are playing in the Calder Cup Finals, it's called. Loren, we're playing against Chicago.
Okay.
So for those people that might not be familiar with what goes on, the Checkers play their home games at Bojangles Coliseum. And they are the minor league team to the Carolina Hurricanes, who also had a pretty good postseason.
Yeah.
But the Checkers have made it further than anyone else, and they will face Chicago for the championship.
So what is the championship called in this, like, minor league? Like, I know NHL is the Stanley Cup.
This is the Calder Cup.
Oh, the Calder Cup.
Yep, okay. It's the Calder Cup Finals. So to put it in perspective for maybe baseball fans, you know how the Charlotte Knights are the minor league team to the Chicago White Sox. Same thing. They're the AAA team. The Checkers are basically the AAA team here to the Carolina Hurricanes. So they're in the finals, and they sold out the arena last home game. 8,500 people were inside Bojangles.
That's pretty cool.
So these tickets are super hard to get. You could win them, though, today, because we're playing a little game right here on the MRL show. And, of course, you guys can win your tickets. We've all brought hair dryers in. And the game is called the MRL Melt the Ice Challenge.
The first one to melt the ice wins. And then somehow you, the listener, wins. I don't know.
So what'll happen is at 6:30, around 6:35 this morning, to be exact, around 7:20 this morning and about 8:30 this morning, you have three shots this morning to win four tickets. So you can take the whole family out to the Bojangles Coliseum. You'll pick MRL show members. There'll be two of us playing. We've each brought a hairdryer in. And whichever one melts the ice cube first with their hairdryer, they'll win. So the caller 9 gets to pick which person they want. And if you pick the right person, you win the tickets.
It's exciting. I can't wait. We tried, a little fun fact behind the scenes, we tried doing it with our mouths, blowing on it.
Roy almost passed out.
Oh, it was bad.
I looked over and all I heard was...
it wasn't good. I was falling apart, man.
Yeah, we were going to do the thing where you just went...
Yeah, but I ended up sounding like what Loren did.
Yeah, you were like hyperventilating. I was like, this ain't your game, buddy.
Yeah. I have a cold, so I was like coughing.
Yeah, it was bad.
Anyway, the tickets are for Sunday night's game. The Checkers are playing on playing the Chicago Wolves, and we have tickets for you for Sunday night right here on KISS 95.1. That game is at 6 p.m. Ooh, I'm going to tomorrow night's game. That game is at 6 p.m. I told Amanda that game was at 7. That game's at 6. That's good.
Better show up a little early.
Yeah, that means I'll get home early, too.
Right.
All right. Way to go. For ticket info, head to gocheckers.com, and we wish our home team nothing but the best. So, we got a lot to do today. Like we said, we have $300 for you at 7 a.m. with our 5 seconds to cash contest. And up next, we got to talk about, did you see what's going on in the world of nursing?
No.
I didn't know if you saw
this article.
Last
thing I heard was that awful politician said nurses don't do anything. And then I felt, you know, I remember they were upset about that.
Well, nurses took to the Reddit thread and they posted things they wish they could tell their patients.
Oh, I bet they wish they could tell me to calm down. You're fine.
That might be on the list. We'll check it out in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Be all right on Charlotte's number one music station, KISS 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show.
If you are a nurse and you want to call us, you could be anonymous as well. There's a list here from a Reddit thread that nurses posted up, and these are things that they wish they could tell their patients. And I thought if we had a nurse on, that would go, oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. You know, or maybe like, not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 704 570-9595. That's the studio phone line, by the way. We want the nurses to call right now.
Yeah, you could be anonymous, too, so and you don't have to tell us where you work or anything. Just if you're a nurse, you can tell us whether or not you agree with these things. We'll start off with a couple of them while we're waiting to get one on. I love this one. The nurses don't necessarily love the doctors they're working with. See, patients don't always know if they're being treated by a good doctor. So if a nurse tells you that you should get a second opinion, then maybe they're trying to tell you something.
Wow.
Oh.
I've never had anyone tell me to get a second opinion.
How about this one? How about when I went to the pharmacy after a doctor from the minor med told me a medication that would work good for a like a cough that I had, he said that there is a better medication. And I'm like, yeah, but the doctor said this medication was good. And the pharmacist is like, well, this is a newer one. So who do you believe? He didn't go get his medical degree.
I've had, I've had that with a certain type of antibiotic. And the pharmacist was like, they prescribed you this? I was like, yeah.
Who'd you go with?
I went with the doctor.
I went with the pharmacist.
Did you really?
Yeah.
But maybe there's a reason.
My cough never went away.
Maybe there's a reason that your doctor prescribed that specific medication for you. Like, in Roy's case, like, Roy took a lot of antibiotics for a period of time.
Yeah.
So maybe they changed the antibiotic or whatever your medication was because they knew that that would fight better than the other.
I will say, to give you an update on the antibiotic, I then, because I went to an urgent care and got that prescription, I went to my real doctor, and the doctor's like, oh, no, you don't. My doctor was an idiot. I was like, oh, okay.
Good times.
This is Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous. Can you turn your radio off for me?
Yes.
Hi, we just want to be able to talk to you, and we're actually in the future because of a delay, blah, 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 but you're a nurse. Okay, so we're going to read some of these things, and if you agree with it, let us know.
Yeah, yell out, honk your horn.
Flash your lights.
Yeah, do whatever you want, okay?
Okay.
All right, so this is from a Reddit thread, things that nurses wish they could tell their patients. Hey, this is a hospital. It's not a hotel.
Yes, definitely.
But I want the extra cup of Jell-O.
Not only that, but like after I had cash, they tried to kick me out like the same day, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is my first baby. You can't just put me on the street.
They said, hello, we're not maids, right, Anonymous?
Yes.
You're a nurse.
H for Hilton. It's not for Hilton.
Right. How about this one? Your condition isn't always top priority. In other words, nurses will treat patients with more serious conditions first. So maybe your sore throat necessarily isn't going to be a priority to someone who is suffering a cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yes.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's see. Nurses are people too. Try to remember that nurses have lives and can have bad days also and might not come in and give you a smile. Is that accurate? Or do you try and always come in with a smile?
Always try to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about this one? It pays to be polite. If you're mean to your nurse, you're not going to get any better treatment by threatening to tell their supervisor that they didn't do you right.
Yeah, same thing goes with the family.
Ooh, good
I'm
point.
Sure.
What is it? Wait, what do you mean?
I'm sure a lot of family members step in and they're like constantly bothering them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, they're in pain. Like, we need you now.
Oh.
How about now?
Yeah.
The families are usually worse than the...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Thanks, Anonymous.
Themselves.
Yeah.
And thanks for doing what you do, man, being a nurse. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, let's say hi to Nicole real quick. We'll give her a couple, too.
By the way, with my family, I think my my first emergency contact is, of course, Sterling. And then, like, the order that I want people to be notified is my sister and then my mom. Because I know my mom's going to be really upset.
Yeah, she'll go 0 to 100.
Yeah, and I was like, I need, by the time the information passes, just in case it's not a serious situation, I need someone to take to talk my mom off the ledge.
What about us?
You'll find out in an email or something.
Okay, good. When you don't show up to work on Monday.
You're like, where's Roy?
Good morning, Nicole in Lincolnton. You're a nurse?
Yes, sir.
Are you work at a hospital? Or you work in an office? What is it?
I work in a doctor's office.
Okay. Let's see. These are things that nurses wish they could tell their patients. Don't yell out, nurse, if you want something.
Oh, my gosh. That happens?
Sometimes, but it's not my decision if they get something, so...
Okay.
Nobody likes to be yelled at. Don't yell at nurse. You could just say, excuse me, or use their name, because nurses, you guys usually introduce yourself by name, right?
Yeah.
My nurse, when I was at the hospital, they had a little marker board, and they put their names up there for
me. That's a great idea, because some people are not good with names, especially under stressful situations.
Here's another one that says, don't take it personally if we change out our gloves in front of you.
I want you to.
No kidding. You mean people are like, does that mean that you're going to... you're afraid of me, or you think that I have some disease that is going to kill you. Let's see. Try and be more concise when relaying your medical history. Nurses' schedules are pretty tight, so help them out by relaying your information in a timely manner and don't just drudge on.
Yeah.
Cliff notes.
Is that right, Nicole?
Oh, yes, 100%. Definitely. It makes the situation go a whole lot smoother. They can cooperate with you.
And then this one is an exclamation point. It says, please vaccinate your kids.
Does it really say that? Mm-hmm. Oh, but aren't you being controversial today? Mm-hmm.
Thanks to parents who don't vaccinate, there have been 940 cases of measles in the U.S. in this year alone, the most in 24 years. What do you think of that, Nicole?
I definitely get my kids vaccinated, but I think it's a personal choice if you decide to or not.
Okay. Look at her. Look, that's a good way to not offend anyone.
Sitting right on that fence.
Yeah.
Well, she sounds like she's ready to be crowned Miss USA with that answer.
Uh-huh.
Good for you, Nicole. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks for doing what you do for us, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Loren, you ready to do a express dirty?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Just treat it like the little minute clinics.
I know. We have so much new music to get to, though. So, Manny, if you can pull that up, I'll tell you about Justin Timberlake in the meantime. So, Rocket Man opens today. It's the Elton John biopic. And apparently, Justin Timberlake was actually the first person that Elton John thought of to play him in the movie.
Oh, cool.
Now, if you're, I don't know if you remember this, but in Elton's 2001 video, Justin actually played him. So, he did a great job. And he was like, well, why not just extend that? But they never formally approached Justin, so it never came to fruition. Now, Miley Cyrus, she has been promising us new music. She dropped a whole EP this morning. But we're going to play Mother's Daughter for you right now.
I have Unholy.
Oh. Mm.
Okay. Clearly, she's no longer the Hannah Montana persona, but that's okay. We've known that for a while.
There is a track called Mother's Daughter, so we'll play that for you in an upcoming Dirty.
Perfect.
And the Chainsmokers has a new collaboration with Bebe Rexha, and this one is called Call You Mine.
Chainsmokers don't go wrong when they collab with people. I like that.
And they have a new upcoming album coming out. So.
Cool.
But yeah, that's your Dirty for now.
Thanks, Loren. All right. If you want to go see the Checkers play Sunday night, we've got your shot at tickets right now. Be caller 9-704-570-9595. You pick which MRL show member is going to melt the ice cube first using a blow dryer. Will it be Roy or Loren? Caller 9 plays now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. About to give away some tickets to this weekend's Checkers game. But first, we want to give a big shout out to the Concord Lake Steam Academy and Miss Ellen over there. Big fans of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Big fans of Kiss 95.1. It's an awesome public charter school, I believe, up in the Kannapolis area.
Very cool. Okay.
So the Concord Lake Steam Academy. Congratulations to you guys and all the schools that are coming to an end here.
Yes. I just learned what the A in STEAM was because I always thought it was STEM, but it's arts. They threw arts in.
Yes.
So it's STEAM now.
There you go.
I'm learning.
All right, you guys. This is Tamara. Good morning, Tamara in Gastonia.
It's Tamara, actually, but good morning.
Oh, Tamara, we are so sorry. It's just That's typical. Okay. We don't ever get anything right, but listen.
Well, it's spelled Tamara for the record, but okay, here, I'll spell it Tamara.
But
I'll pass the message to my mom.
Okay.
We're going to rename you today.
We want to give you tickets to the Checkers game. 4 tickets, okay?
All right.
All right, but you have to pick who is going to be able to melt the ice faster, Loren or I. We have 2 hair blowers. Hair dryers. What do you call them?
Hair dryers.
Hair dryers. Sorry, I don't own one.
Do you even know how to operate one? Should she definitely pick Loren then?
No, I got a crash course before we went on the radio.
All right, Tamara, who are you going to pick? Loren or Roy? Who will melt the ice cube first using their hair dryer?
I think I'm going to pick Team Loren.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Not a bad pick. All right, they each have the same size ice cube. They're putting the ice cube down on a piece of paper towel. Okay. And they have the hair dryer. You could do whatever you want. You can't touch the ice cube.
Why is she? She's picking out an ice cube.
Some of them are stuck together.
Okay.
All right. On your mark, get set, go.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Lorenz had a second head start, by the way.
Lorenz's
ice cube is flying away. Get a new piece of ice, Lorenz.
I'm going to beat you.
Lorenz's hair dryer must be too strong.
Okay. No. We're going good now. We're going good.
You're going down.
No. We're almost
like
there.
Roy, even though he has it right on top of the ice cube, it looks like Lorenz is making more progress.
Yours is thinner. It's thinner than mine.
Thinner? And yes, I dropped mine three
thinner.
Times.
Yours is thinner.
No.
Roy, does yours have heat coming out of it?
Oh, boy. Oh,
Roy,
boy.
You're going to electrocute yourself.
Yeah,
you're
Roy,
like
don't
right
touch
on top
the
of
ice
it.
Cube.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lorenz is just absolutely burying
Am
Roy,
I?
It looks like. Although Roy making a strong comeback, Roy's ice cube's starting to melt a little more.
Yeah, you're going down.
No way. I'm like way more than halfway through. Ah! Dang it.
Lorenz Rodgers.
I can't find it.
Pick it up.
Come on, Lorenz. Found it.
Lorenz, she's egging you on. Tamara's egging you on.
Yeah, it's like a piece of confetti. Hold on. Maybe I can back mine down a little bit.
Oh, she keeps dropping it. It looks like Roy's going to be the winner.
No.
You're going down.
No, I'm not. Hold on. I'm almost there. I'm literally almost there.
If you're just joining us, it's the blow dryer, the melt the ice challenge.
No, she's not.
Roy versus Lorenz.
It's all water. It's all water.
Lorenz won.
No.
With a late last minute comeback.
What?
Congratulations, Tamara.
Thank you. Good job,
Lorenz. Hers must be high-powered. How did she throw her or hers around and still win?
I don't know, but I didn't realize how powerful this the air on this thing was.
Yes.
Dang.
Yeah. And that wasn't bad. You guys melted the ice cube, both of you, but Lorenz just beat Roy, which means, Tamara, you're getting four tickets to Sunday night's game.
Awesome.
To watch the Checkers play the Chicago Wolves, I believe they're called, in the Calder Cup Finals. We're going to try and win a championship for Charlotte, okay?
Yes, awesome. All right. Never been to a game, so.
That'll be a good first game.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Thanks to the Checkers for hooking it up with four tickets for you. We got another shot for you to win in just under an hour from now at 7:20. We'll do another round. Now, Nicole will take on Lorenz.
Mm-hmm.
In the next championship battle, okay?
Although I think Lorenz should change out hair dryers.
Why?
How is it that you are able to drop yours on the floor like four times and you still won?
I don't know.
She must have some high-powered, fancy,
it was literally
bougie one.
Like a piece of confetti.
I don't know.
Couldn't keep it still.
She might have dropped the ice cube in lava because, honestly, it was a little bigger than she brought it up and all of a sudden it was smaller.
she stomped on it.
She
cut it in half.
She
did the switcheroo down there. What a magician. Hey, coming up in less than 10 minutes, it's a question we asked yesterday on the show before we got out of here, and it was actually pretty funny. What did someone say to you before you walked down the aisle just before you got married? 704-570-9595. You know, was it the aunt asking, like, where are her seats? You know, something irrelevant that you had to deal with. Or maybe someone said, like, are you sure you want to do this? We'll take your phone calls coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Well, the Hits Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and Lorenz Morning Show. What was said to you right before you got married?
Like right before you walked down the aisle, something so irrelevant, but it stayed on your mind. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, hey, just to let you know, I know you're about to go. Like, I know Here Comes the Bride is playing, and I probably should be in my seat right now, but I just want you to know, Lorenz, that the parking outside, the parking lot's full. I had to park down the street.
Okay,
maybe,
thank you.
Maybe you should get somebody on the parking situation.
There's no paper towels in the bathroom either.
Yes!
Uncle Herb is walking here. It's going to take him a minute. It's hot. Okay, you go to your song.
You go.
This is the kind of stuff that people do to the brides and grooms before they actually get married.
704 570-9595. Michelle, go ahead.
Hi.
So we were talking about when someone said something to you right before you were ready to walk down the aisle, like on your wedding day.
Yes. The preacher asked me, are you sure you want to do this?
Oh, my gosh.
And the funny thing is, we're not married any longer.
Why did they ask that?
They knew us, and they knew the guy.
And they knew it wasn't right.
Yeah, and he was like, are you sure you want to do this? And I was like, I guess so.
Sounds like a confident yes to me. Well, we're here, so we might as well do it. You know, we got the church for an hour.
We're already here.
How long did you stay married for?
We were married about 8 years.
Oh, okay.
That's a long time. Yeah.
That's a long time to fake it.
We'll be divorced next week, though.
Oh, are you going to have a divorce party?
Probably not, but I'll definitely celebrate.
Sounds like Roy wants to throw you one.
Oh, man, I hear divorce parties are lit.
Well, thanks for calling, and tell your preacher to start picking football games.
I know, right?
What was the odd thing said to you, Monica?
I was getting ready for my wedding, and my aunt came into the quarters where I was with my bridesmaids and told me that she didn't care for the people that were assigned to sit at her table. So she informed me that she was rearranging all of the seating assignments right before I walked up the aisle.
That's awesome.
It's the nerve that people have. Like, come on.
Absolutely. It was the most important thing I could be thinking of at that moment.
But let's be honest, you did think about it because she put it in your mind. Am I right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's just not fair. Like, you say something like that, Manny, and I know you were joking before about, like, walking down the aisle and thinking about it, but you are because you're like, what nerve? Like, you kind of waited, yeah. A, until we got there, or B, just sat with people you didn't care for. It's my wedding.
You just broke a vow.
Exactly.
No annoying the bride or groom before the wedding.
Right.
No big ups, no go get them, no hey, this is your last shot. You want to go cheat real quick before you say, I do.
I got a car waiting outside.
Yes. No, just leave the bride and groom alone. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Have a great day, okay?
Yes. Y'all do your thing.
Leave the bride and groom alone. One more.
All right. This is Christy in Concord.
Hey, my dad said right before we walked down, right before the doors opened, he said, hey, do you want to just get out of here and we can just leave?
Did he not like your soon-to-be husband, or was he joking?
He was joking. I think he just didn't want to give his daughter away.
Yeah.
But he did like the husband, yes.
How sweet. Yeah, that's funny. It's funny when dads have a sense of humor, moms have a sense of humor like that. It's not funny when Aunt Joni is telling you that she doesn't like the seating arrangements and she wants to move the seats around so she doesn't have to sit next to Aunt Kathy, who she hasn't talked to in a year.
You know, right before you go down, be like, hey, so no big deal, but the flowers are blocking my view of you.
No big deal.
I don't know if I don't know if I should move or, you know, maybe somebody who's a bit, you know, not as important as me can sit where I'm sitting.
Or someone taller.
Hey, my car broke down. Can I drive to the reception in the limo?
Yeah.
In the back of the horse and buggy with you?
I'll just be up front. Don't worry. I'll be fine. You won't even know I'm
there. WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds in cash on Kiss 95.1.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, bothering them.
I think that's funny.
Don't do it at your next wedding, Roy.
I think if I'm going to a wedding, I'm bothering someone.
Something so menial.
All right, 704-570-9595. $300. We want to hand that cash to you. 5 seconds to cash. We're going to play next on Kiss. Call now.
Get ready for the scream, y'all. We're warning you on this song.
Here we go.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Leanna.
I love that. That's a good southern name. Leanna. All right, Leanna and Charlotte, let's play 5 seconds of cash. We're going to play 5 seconds of a song. If you can name the artist, you're going to get $300. Are you ready, Leanna?
I am ready.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless.
Leanna and Charlotte, for $300, name that song.
This song is Mine by Bozzy.
No, it is not Mine by Bozzy. Don't worry, Leanna. We got another $100 in the jackpot. $400 could be won at 12 noon with Cameron, okay?
All right.
All right. Yes. You. Wow. The jackpot is getting up there now.
You know what I love about Leanna? She said her answer was so much confidence.
I looked at you because I was like,
is that right?
She's right. Is she right?
This is really cool, though. Speaking of Bozzy, you know, Kiss, we're getting you backstage with Bozzy, where you'll attend a private party backstage and listen for us to, you have to just listen for us to announce the code word daily, then enter it online for your chance to party with Bozzy backstage on Kiss 95.1.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool. We get you up close and personal. Up next, though, we've got to share this with you. Loren opened up her phone yesterday, and we all saw a picture.
God.
And Roy and I are freaking
out
over it.
It's strange, Loren.
I'll tell you about it in 2 minutes.
That's Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, Old Town Road, all the hits, Kiss 95.1, we're the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
If you didn't see the video, you got to go check it out when Lil Nas X goes to an elementary school and the kids sing that song with him.
And they're freaking out, man.
It is awesome.
Yeah. It's
up at kiss95.1.com.
So, Loren, we saw something on your phone that's really weird.
I don't think it's that weird.
Yes, it is.
It's really not.
But what's so funny is that Roy and I are so convinced that it's weird and Loren's so convinced that it's not.
Yeah. You took photos of someone and they didn't know.
Well, she took one picture.
Okay,
and all.
That sounds creepy.
Is that not what happened, Mamie?
Well, that was her explanation.
Loren pulls up a photo on her phone and it's clearly someone who doesn't know they're being their photo taken. And I can't even tell where you are. Okay. It's like you're out
on
the road.
I was in a car.
Yeah.
So you're at a stoplight.
Yes. And the girl next to me had a really cute hat on.
So you took a photo of it.
So I took a photo of her wearing the hat so that I could later remember to find the hat.
Now,
what am I supposed to do? Beat my horn? Be like, hey, girl, hey, can you roll down your window a second? Thanks. That's a really adorable hat. Where'd you get that? Now the lights change and 8 people behind me are beeping.
Maybe so you're secretly taking photos.
Maybe the other thing you could do is, hey, let me get a quick picture of that hat.
I think that's even creepier.
Really?
Because then, if somebody were to ask me that, it'd be like, then I'd feel like I have to pose and that's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, can I see the photo? I want to make sure it's good.
Okay, filter it.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if she caught you? She looked over as you were had a camera pointed at her.
I would have just pretend like I was taking a selfie then.
You know what? I just remembered, I took a picture of a kid that looked like the dude from Stranger Things with the curly hair.
Yeah.
Who had that.
You can't take pictures of children, Manny. That's weird.
I think this kid was in college, at least.
Oh, in college?
Bro, I'm 44. Everybody younger than me is a kid. I'm sorry.
I was about to say, what are you? At the playground with Dean? Like, come here, Tommy. You look like a kid on TV.
Stand there with Diener for a second.
I'm going to take a photo of you.
Dean, now you step out.
The parents like, what's happening?
So all right. Okay.
Yeah. It's not that weird. It's not as weird as that scenario.
Let's throw it out into the MRL show universe. Will you call in and admit that you took a photo of someone without them knowing? And what was the reason why? 704-570-9595. Were they wearing a cool shirt that you thought was funny? What was the reason why you took a photo of someone without them knowing?
Already got a text message, by the way.
Oh, really? Have people in your defense or are saying you're weird?
Nope, not weird at all. I do it all the time.
I'm about to log into the texting service just to see if she's telling the truth.
I got it. That's not weird. I do it all the time. All right, 217. Call us and tell us when you say you do it all the time, are you taking pictures of people's outfits without them knowing? Like, what are you doing all the time?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call right now. And why are you taking photos of people without them knowing?
Is it weird if I screenshot something on Instagram because I want to buy that later?
No, I don't think that's
okay. Weird. Well, that's what I equate it to.
No, it's weirder when you're in public and you're having to take photos of someone. That's the strange part.
Is it safe to say if we looked through your phone, Roy, we wouldn't find any of that?
Probably. I can't even imagine remember any time I've taken a photo of someone.
That wasn't a really good definitive no, by the way.
Well, because I have a bunch of weird stuff in my phone. But I don't think you'll see that weird thing. Let's talk with, hi, who's this?
Alexis.
Hi, Alexis in Gastonia. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Show. You take photos of people?
Well, no, not really. But one time I was out with my friends and this girl had a really cute outfit on, her shoes, the whole thing. And I was like, let me just snag a picture and try to Google this stuff.
Right.
I mean, it was cute. I couldn't help it.
It's not like we're following them home or like...
Right.
But and they had no clue that you took the photo?
No idea.
Do you think it's creepier, Alexis, to ask? Wouldn't the woman be flattered?
I mean, maybe, but I mean, like, when they're, like, with a whole group of people, it's kind of awkward just to go up to them and be like, right. Hey, can I take a picture? Or, like, where did you get this stuff? They're, like, in the middle of doing something.
Yeah. I think that's creepier.
Like, easier.
Thanks, Alexis.
To approach someone.
I mean, what's so funny is that we talked yesterday about posting the picture that Loren posted, but we can't put that woman up there.
No.
She didn't ask for that.
And that's not what the picture was taken for.
You took it literally just to go back and shop later.
Yes.
Okay, this is Tiffany in Albemarle. Hey, Tiff.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're doing really well. So you do this?
I just got to say, I listen to y'all every morning on my way to work, and I will be literally laughing out loud in my car. People probably think I'm crazy.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so of course, everyone knows about Snapchat.
Yeah.
And we all know how small Albemarle is. Well, there was this guy, like, in a sequined gold outfit, and he was just standing there, and I had to take a snap with him because he was, like, looking from the 80s or something. Or it was, like, Vanilla Ice. I don't know.
Okay, but Tiff, in all due consciousness, that's acceptable because the guy's wearing something.
Why is that acceptable?
The person's hat is just a random hat. Like, I wouldn't have been like, oh, that's odd. Like,
I would have taken a picture.
Tiffany.
I would have taken a picture of that.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Thing down there, toilet. Although, in Tiffany's situation, she would be, can you stop coughing? You keep coughing over there.
I can't laugh anymore.
But Tiffany, if you see some guy that looks like a cartoon character or a character, you can approach him and be like, oh my gosh, look at your outfit. Let's take a photo. You know, that it's like a little bit more acceptable to do that. Let's talk with Barbara in Monroe. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing really well. So what happened when you went to the Strawberry Festival?
I was sitting in the van waiting on other people to come to the car, and the clown was done because it was over with. He's standing outside of his car, completely took his outfit off, and standing in his whitey tighties.
Oh, my gosh.
Was his face still painted?
No.
Okay.
That's traumatizing. So you took a photo of him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
Thanks, Barbara.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a little bit more socially acceptable because that's something weird the person's
right.
doing.
Right.
Yeah.
This is Antonio in Belmont.
Hey.
You do this all the time, Antonio?
Kind of. I call it sneak a snap. And so I'll just take snap little clips of people doing like weird things, sometimes at the gym. Sometimes if they're, like, attractive, and I'll send pictures. One time I got caught in the airport doing it because I left my flash on and didn't realize it.
Isn't that so embarrassing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
Because I had no idea what to do, so I just kind of, like, just gave a guilty face. My mouth dropped open, and I was just, I didn't even know what to do. I was just...
Just want to point something out.
Red. What?
Did everybody catch that? The Roy just admitted to doing this.
I did just admit to doing this. I used to be a 911 operator, and we smelled smoke in the 911 center. So we called the fire department. we called 911. And I thought it was so funny that firefighters were in the 911 center, and I took a photo, and I had the flash on. And with that, like, seven firemen turned around and looked at me. Because there was just a big flash.
You're like, hey, boys.
And I'm like, hello.
Thanks, Antonio. By the way, someone brought up a good point. Double standard. If a guy took a picture of a girl's hat, said, hey, I want my wife to have this. Because remember I told you one time at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Some guy came up and complimented my wife's boots?
Yeah.
Oh, that's super creepy.
Was it? Or was he just trying to buy the boots for his wife? That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Did he take a picture?
Yes, he did.
Guys can't take photos of women. It's weird.
He took a picture of her shoes, which was even weirder.
It is a double standard, but it's I think it's rightfully earned.
It stands.
See, a lot of people are saying that they took pictures of people doing funny things.
Yeah.
Like peeing in a cup. They took a picture of someone at a gas station peeing in a cup.
Well, you know, Antonio said he takes pictures of some people who's hot. I wonder how many people's taking photos of me because I'm such a cutie pie, you know.
704 said my fiance was in Northlake yesterday and a girl took an obvious picture of him. He confronted her and all she could do is stutter.
Wow.
Yep.
I would definitely confront somebody if I caught somebody taking a picture of me, but I think I'm stealthy enough where...
Yeah.
I would definitely see you confronting someone.
Hey, we got your tickets to go see the Checkers play the Calder Cup Finals. We're trying to win an AHL championship. And right now, caller 9, you get in 704-570-9595. We are playing the MRL Show Melt the Ice Challenge. We've got two hair dryers in here. The next round is Loren versus Nicole.
Now, Loren beat me in the 6 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Let's see if Loren will stay the winner as we try to melt the ice that's coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Maney Roy and Loren Morning Show. We've got your tickets to go see the Charlotte Checkers all morning long. Got 4 tickets for someone right now. And that someone is Zach in Denver. Good morning, Zach.
Morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're having a good Friday show so far, Zach. Enjoying this. The Calder Cup Finals. That means the Charlotte Checkers could win the AHL Championship if they beat Chicago. You could go to Sunday night's game at 6 p.m. We got 4 tickets for you. You just got to pick who do you think is going to melt the ice first with their hair dryer in the MRL show Melt the Ice Challenge. Is it going to be Loren or Nicole?
I'm going to go with the reigning champ with the past game. Let's go with Loren.
Roy, you don't have your headphones on. He's going with Loren because Loren beat you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that she has some super-powered hair dryer.
Nicole's already throwing ice at me, by the way.
Well, there's a saying, Zach, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. So if Loren's hair dryer is better than everyone else's, good for her. Yep. All right, Zach, she picked Loren. He picked Loren. You guys ready to play?
Yep.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, melt the ice.
All right, so now they are trying to... oddly enough, they're not using any paper towels to kind of keep the ice in one place.
Oh, boy.
The ice is kind of flying everywhere right now. They can't seem to keep a hold of the ice.
Come back!
Oh, they are doing everything.
I think I'm already done. No,
you're not.
No,
you're not done, Loren.
Hold on. It's a little sheet.
Yeah, Loren is almost done.
I will inspect.
Hold on. Roy is going to inspect Zach in Denver.
I'm like, I'm done.
Hang on. I'm now inspecting Loren's ice.
Yeah, it is a photo finish.
That is nothing but water on Loren's side.
Just like the Kentucky Derby. We have controversy.
Oh, boy. Yep. They're both just water.
I got to be honest, though. I'm pretty sure Loren finished just a second before Nicole did. I know it's unpopular. Nicole's going to throw something at me, but... Congratulations, Zach in Denver.
Oh, you got the ice all over her.
What a sore loser.
What a sore loser.
I don't lose well. Oh, my God. Nicole just jumps a cup of ice and water down my back.
But then I cleaned it up for her, so it's okay.
Except for I'm soaking wet, Nicole.
Oh, my God.
And freezing now.
All right, Zach, congratulations. You and you got 4 tickets to go to Sunday night's game, the Charlotte Checkers. Thanks, guys. Whatever. We'll play again at 8:30, okay, Zach?
Yep, all right, awesome. Thank you.
All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere. And you can get your tickets at gocheckers.com. What a sore loser.
Oh, my God.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Clearly. Woo.
Your next shot at tickets, like we just said, 8:30 this morning.
Dear God. All right.
All right. What's going on? Much new music, right?
Yes, there's a ton of new music. If you can pull that up for me, that'd be awesome. I know Katy Perry has a new one, but all of my dirty papers just flew all over the place.
That's when you're dealing with blow dryers. It's getting a little windy.
All right. Yeah.
Plus, Loren's blow. How much is your blow dryer expensive?
No, not at all.
No?
Okay. I got it at Target.
I think there's some secret thing going on.
It really is not. All right, so Katy Perry, she's got a new song out that she debuted today. It's called Never Really Over. Here it is. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over
again. And I'll think it over you and over again. Nice, I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. Produced by Zed.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
So Kanye West, he explained to David Letterman what happens when he goes through one of his bipolar episodes and he wants people to be compassionate about it.
It is a health issue, like having a sprained ankle. And if someone has a sprained ankle, you're not going to push on him more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With us, once our brain gets to a point of spraining, people do everything to make it worse.
Yeah, it's true, Kanye.
Yeah. And you can even hear like the emotion in his voice there at the very end, too. John Legend, he says that he's sad to see Adam Levine leave The Voice.
We are very sad, and he's been a part of the show since it began, 16 seasons, and he's been so important to the show even existing, and so we're all going to miss him.
Wow, 16 seasons. I don't think I realized it was that long.
Oh, yeah.
You do like 2 seasons a year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah. You know. All right, coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, Arnold Schwarzenegger got in on the new Music Friday. We've got a song from him, and Miley Cyrus dropped a new EP, too, so we'll get you caught up on all her stuff.
Okay.
All right, let's play Can't Be the Wren, 704-570-9595, 21 wins. Call now. Take her down. Just don't throw ice at her.
Yeah, she's wet. She's got ice down her back, thanks to Nicole, and she's grumpy and ready to win.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Nicole, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Lorenz today.
All right, I'm ready to beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, well, if you beat me, I promise I won't dump ice and water on you.
All right, well, I'm competitive like Nicole, so we'll see.
All right.
Get out of the kick her out of the studio. Nicole.
All right, Lorraine, get out.
I'm going.
All right, Lorraine is leaving the studio. Door's opening. And now it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, never say never. Arnold Schwarzenegger has officially made his rapping debut on an Austrian rap song. He was the governor of what state?
California.
And what actor and former Two and a Half Men star testified in court this week against an alleged serial killer?
Ashton Kutcher?
Actress Mandy Moore made a trek to Mount Everest Base Camp earlier this week, calling the experience magical. She starred on what NBC show?
This Is Us.
Idina Menzel celebrated her 48th birthday this week. She's best known for voicing Elsa in what animated film?
Frozen.
And Khloe Kardashian's ex-husband has a new memoir and admitted to once being in a serious relationship with Empire star Taraji P. Henson. Who is Khloe's ex?
Lamar Odom.
Come on in, Lauren. All business this morning for Nicole business, and Rock Hill. Huh?
She got them all correct, which means we're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
For you, Nicole.
Yes, all right. Never say never. Arnold Schwarzenegger has officially made his rapping debut on an Austrian rap song. He was also the governor of what state?
California.
And what actor and former Two and a Half Men star testified in court this week against an alleged serial killer?
Ashton Kutcher.
Actress Mandy Moore made a trek to Mount Everest Base Camp earlier this week, calling the experience magical. What NBC show did she star on?
This Is Us.
And Idina Menzel celebrated her 48th birthday this week. She's best known for voicing Elsa in what hit animated film?
Frozen.
Khloe Kardashian's ex-husband has a new memoir and admitted to once being in a serious relationship with Empire star Taraji P. Henson. Who is Khloe's ex-husband that we're talking about?
Lamar Odom.
Lorraine?
Oh.
You got them all correct. It means it's a tie. Tie stays with the house. You got 22 wins.
Nicole, it's a draw. You know what I want to hear before we let you go.
I'm Nicole from Rock Hill, and I cannot beat Lorraine, but I can tie her.
You can. Thanks for playing, Nicole. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, guys. Happy Friday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, happy Friday. Speaking of the weekend and happy Friday, we are ready to kick off the legendary Friday free-for-all. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do it in under 5 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So did you guys see this?
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, he teamed up with an Australian singer for a spoken word jam called Pump It Up, and he is on the track rapping.
Yeah, it's really good.
This exercise is called the barbell curl. This is for the biceps. Your biceps may not be as big as
biceps,
mine, but you will be surprised at how quickly they become firm and hard if you do this exercise correctly.
Of course, that's not it.
No, that is not it.
That was real, though. Here we go. Here.
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Listen carefully. Dig deep down and ask yourself, who do you want to be? But what but who if you believe success will come to you? Work like hell, trust yourself, and all your dreams come true.
He sounds like the scary voice kind of on the Thriller.
Yeah, he does kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so amused.
This is his next cut.
Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner. It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups.
This.
This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed. Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and to get your mind ready for the workout. Now listen to this music and begin moving in halftime. Stretch all limbs briefly and get ready to do 10 knee bends with me. I call them squats, and they're excellent for getting the butt moving into your knees and legs. Okay.
Whoa!
All right.
Excellent for getting the butt moving to you in your knees and legs.
Yeah.
Thanks.
To know you're going to get a full workout this morning. It looks like Taylor Swift and Jennifer Hudson could be going head-to-head with the Oscars. Both stars will be putting out original music for the soundtrack of Cats, which means that they could both be eligible for Best Original Song at the Academy Awards. Yeah, so that's due out on December 20th.
Good.
And Nick Jonas, he was afraid that nobody, none of his brothers would speak to him after the band broke up. And he says...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I think people just lost their appetite for what we were putting into the world. We were putting out shows that weren't selling out. We were putting out music that we weren't super proud of, and it was just very unconnected.
Say that line again where you said that Joe was nervous that his brothers weren't going to talk to him.
Joe Jonas thought that his brothers wouldn't speak to him after the band broke up.
Why not?
You're so stupid. You have it all ready to go.
What else is going on? We got so much new music.
I know there's a ton of new music. Miley Cyrus has got stuff out. She put out a whole EP. Mother's Daughter is one of the tracks that we're going to play for you.
Okay.
And Katy Perry also has a new song out as well, which we're loving.
That's got to be hard to sing that way.
I know. Like that real... Zed produced it, so you know it was going to be different, you know?
It's like Arnold likes it. Fast time.
Yeah.
I never knew that you were going to call me, but then you did it, then I hung up on you, but I don't know why.
That's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah, that sounded like it.
Yeah, what about this BB Rexa?
Yeah, we can play BB Rexa Chainsmoker. Went from one conversation to your lips on mine. You said I never regretted the day that I called you mine. So I'll call you
mine. Okay.
Yeah, Chainsmokers has got a new upcoming album coming out as well. And... the moment we've all been waiting for.
What you got?
I got a What Loren Likes for you.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
Yesterday, showed you the Lilly Pulitzer, I guess they're like Yeti cups for your wine.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, of course, I need to give you something to put in that glass now.
Ooh, okay. I like where you're going.
Yes. Beach Juice Rosé is a new rosé that comes in a can. So you don't have to worry about having glass on the beach when you go to the beach.
Yeah.
And I had one of these yesterday. I broke it out with dinner. And it's really good rosé. And there's enough for two glasses in each can.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah, I love rosé. And I love it's like now rosé in a can's like the thing to do.
Yes. And this is flat rosé, by the way. Because I know there's like Sophia's out there that are sparkling. And they're much smaller. But this is like a full can, like a can of Coke that you would get out of the vending machine.
Cool.
It's a full can.
Can we put it in the vending machine? Can we get Beach Juice Rosé in the vending machine?
I would love that if we could. But that might be frowned upon if we're drinking at work.
We'll change the Fanta to Beach Juice. And just type up Beach Juice.
We'll tell the boss it's not alcohol, it's juice.
Yeah.
Right.
But I like the fact that it's a can because it's can season. You can't bring bottles on the boat. You can't bring bottles to the pool.
Yeah, you don't have glass on the boat or in the pool.
Right.
So this is perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beach juice.
We'll have that information for you up at kiss951.com.
All right. Beach juice. Okay.
All right. Hey, let's do this. Let's give away some tickets to go to the Charlotte Checkers game Sunday night at 6 p.m. They're in the Calder Cup Finals against the Chicago Wolves. And we've got another set of four tickets for you, so you can take the whole family.
704-570-9595. We're going to do the Melt the Ice Challenge. Call number nine. You get the tickets, and then you get to pick who can melt.
Hey. All right. Want to get all the dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
Sorry, no, my fat finger hit the button by accident.
Listen, it's my cue. You know, but call now, 704-570-9595. We'll melt some ice coming up next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Post Malone, Wow, on Charlotte's number one in music station, Kiss 95.1, with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. It is time to give away Checkers tickets. We got four tickets for you. Let's bring in Carl from Charlotte. Carl, you're calling number nine.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, Carl, you ever been to Bojangles Coliseum to see a Checkers game?
Yeah, it's been a while, but I've been.
Oh, would love to get you there again.
All right. That's what's up.
All right, so this is for the championship. Loren has won two rounds so far, and now you got to decide as caller number nine whether you want to pick me to melt the ice first with my hairdryer or Loren.
I'm on fire. I'm just telling you.
I'm going to go with Loren.
All right. Good idea. Carl's going
with Loren. All right, so does everybody have their ice?
Yes.
All right, it's only one ice cube.
Yep.
Okay, on your mark, get set. Go!
Whoa!
That's a weird sound.
What was that sound?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm trying to see what's going on here. Loren is holding.
Loren dropped the cube!
Loren dropped the cube!
Okay.
Maybe
he's
melting rapidly. Loren is trying to get a hold of her ice cube.
It's like a piece of confetti.
Loren's trying to keep everything together. It looks like Manny might pull through.
No way.
There's a large melting action on Manny's side.
I'm coming for you.
I got a nice stain on my paper towel.
Lorenzo is melting fast.
I won't even stay on the paper towel.
Melting fast.
Ooh, okay.
Manny, you're not even getting it on your...
Oh, my gosh. I have mine on low, too.
Oh, boy. Looks like Loren is pulling past Manny at this point. Yes.
Hello. I think I'm melted. Am I melted? Is that melted? Touch it.
No, it's not. It's not. Keep
that's not? Okay.
Don't try and cheat, Lorraine.
I'm not. I needed a judgment. Right. Okay. Am I?
You melted! Yeah! Lorraine wins. Even after it dropping to the floor, Lorraine does not have an ice cube anymore. Manny, you still have a pretty big cube over there.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Carl. I'll give you my ice cube to put in a drink when you get there.
That's okay. You can keep it.
Dude, we're so excited. We want the Checkers to win this weekend. There's a game Saturday night at 6 o'clock, but you got your tickets for Sunday night's game at 6 o'clock. You can get tickets at gocheckers.com. But, Carl, you just won four of them.
That's all right. Yes.
All right. Go cheer on the Checkers this weekend, Carl. Congratulations. And congratulations to Loren.
Thanks.
Clearly knows how to run a hair dryer.
I would say someone needs to put that dryer on what Loren likes, because that's powerful hair dryer.
It really is. And I was on low that time, too.
Check and see if there's video of Loren clearing out her yard during the fall.
It's a blower.
Yeah, it's like a leaf blower.
I think it's Satan's hair dryer. It's so hot. It's melting things rapidly.
You know what we need to do? Where's our leaf blower that we use for the blow the desk segment?
I think it's in our producer's office.
We should see if that's even stronger than...
I think Loren's thing's going to win.
Loren's hair dryer.
Because it's one thing that I think it has over yours is the heat.
Yeah, we're using this for know it or blow it next time.
Yeah. Well, no, man. Mine's a Helen of Troy professional ceramic series.
It says professional.
Yo, I got mine at Target. There's nothing professional about mine.
Hers, but even Loren's sounds better.
Yeah, when mine starts, it ain't great.
I don't know, man.
Here, listen to mine.
That ain't good. All right, stop yours. Loren, put it up to... Let's try yours. Yeah.
I think the Ferrari.
I never knew that could be possibly a thing.
Of course she has the best.
By the way, this is where our radio show has gone to. Us turning on and off hair dryers. On the Manny, Roy, and the Ren show. That's good.
That's awesome. Well, hey, did you guys hear this? This is our next conversation on the table. You know how you used to be able to rate your Uber drivers and it would get back to Uber corporate, and if they got low stars, they would get in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
The same is happening for the riders.
Really?
Yeah, Uber's going to start doing something effective this weekend. So if you're jumping into an Uber this weekend or planning on doing it, you got to listen in about 8 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
Stupid. I'm so glad that you get to be part of our radio family every morning. We are the Manny, Roy, and the Marin Show. And we do have your chance at $400. 5 seconds to cash at noon with Cameron.
The person who played this morning was so confident in her answer, but she couldn't have been more wrong with her answer.
She was so confident, she made us second guess ourselves.
I know.
Yeah.
But do you guys make sure you're listening at noon for that 5 seconds to cash? Did you see the news? It was all over the news with Uber. They're finally going to be booting riders with low ratings. So, Loren, I'm pretty sure you're kicked from the app.
I am not kicked from the app. Although I do believe I have the lowest rating out of all three of
us. Let's double check once again what our ratings are.
Because let me tell you why Loren has the lowest rating.
Because I speak the truth.
No, it's not. That's not it at all. So Loren doesn't really look at where she puts her pin when she calls a driver. She expects it to know exactly where she is. So her pin will end up 3 blocks from where she is. And when the driver's at where her pin is, she yells at the driver, "Well, how come you're not here?"
No.
I've seen it. Yes. I have video of it in Fort Lauderdale.
Because it's easier for them to find me than it is for me to find them. Because
you gotta tell them where to go on the app.
Well, see, I thought I did.
Okay, no. Do you remember how to find your rating?
No. Yeah, I have mine. Oh, mine's
settings?
Low.
Wait, is it settings?
Tell everyone again how to do it, Roy.
You just go to the three lines in the upper left-hand corner,
yep.
And then under your name is your rating.
Oh, that's easy. What's yours?
Mine's a little surprisingly low, and I'm kind of upset about it.
What do you got?
Are you going to reveal it?
4.69.
Oh, I am not at the bottom anymore, ladies and gentlemen.
What did I do wrong?
Wait, what is yours again?
4.69. It's almost a 3.
What's yours, Janie?
4.97.
Okay.
What's yours, Loren?
4.82.
What did I do?
All that smack talking you just did about me and my pin.
I'm a saint. I'm a good person.
Do you think your number changed recently?
Did you use Uber in New York?
Yeah.
Okay, so Uber in New York, I figured this out. Uber in New York, they expect for you to tip in cash.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
So they gave me a bad rating.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bunch of bull crap.
Yep.
You can protest your rating. What about you, producer Nicole? What do you got?
4.96.
Ah!
I have a 4.69. That's so low. And I used Uber so much in New York because I refused to walk. So I'm sure that's it, Lorraine.
Yeah.
You're almost a 3.
Oh, my gosh. Now if I ever call an Uber, someone's going to like think twice about accepting me. They're like, this guy's going to be awful.
By the way, we get dropped all the time being out in the burbs because people then realize, like, okay, now I have to drive from South Charlotte all the way to Uptown. And then they dump us all the time.
Well, see, I get if I get picked up in Waxhaw, people are super happy to take me because they've gotten, chances are that they were brought out there for a drop off. So they give me good stars because I gave them some money so they don't just drive back alone, you know. Hey, okay, so Roy just said that there's a new policy with Uber effective this weekend. If you have low stars, if you have a low rating, Uber can throw you out of the car.
Is the cutoff 3? Is Roy like right on?
I feel like I am.
The cusp.
It could be up to the driver. I don't know. We got to find out. But the question that we have for you guys, 704-570-9595, why? Now, we're not saying that you did get thrown out, but why should you have been thrown out of the Uber or the Lyft?
704-570-9595.
Were you so inebriated that maybe you made a mess? Were you in a huge argument with someone? Why should you have been tossed out of the Uber? 704-570-9595. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Jump in now and let us know. And check your rating, y'all. See if you're lower than Roy. We'll take calls on that, too. 4.6 for Roy.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Why should you have been kicked out of an Uber or a Lyft? I want to hear your awful rider stories.
So now the rideshare service Uber says that they can throw you out of the car if you have low ratings. And Roy just found out that his rating is lower than he ever anticipated, ever imagined.
It's 4.6.
Which is the lowest in the room.
And I think, by the way, Loren caused it.
What?
Yeah, I blame you. I blame you.
Well, she blamed New York City because you didn't tip in cash.
I remember, though, I called an Uber one time and we had to wait like 9 minutes for you.
And that was a really, 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 really long time
ago. I bet it dinged it.
No.
Wait, so you were in the car in the Uber waiting for Loren?
Loren, because Loren's like, I'm coming right down. We were at the radio station. Loren said, I'm coming right down. 5 minutes later, still no Loren, and I call her and I said, what happened to coming right down?
Uh-oh, she put the cap back on her pen. I feel now, a rebuttal.
Hang on a second. This was 4 years ago. Like 4 years ago, not 4 months ago.
4 years.
It's hard to bring your GPA up.
Dude, I think
6 months ago, he was beating me with his Uber average.
Yeah, yours went down recently.
And I barely even use Uber. That's the kicker to all of this.
Yeah, you didn't.
It has to be New York.
Who had bad behavior in the Uber and why was it so bad? 704-570-9595.
Kayla in Gastonia, what happened?
Hi, guys. Okay, so I was in California last year and me and my friend actually went to Gay Pride in L.A.
That's cool.
It was this huge festival, and, like, we were coming back from the festival, and we had this really strict, like, Indian guy, and, like, he was very uncomfortable, obviously. We were dressed all kinds of crazy, and they were, like, asking him if he had ever been to Gay Pride, and if he had ever, like, done anything with a guy. And then,
you were asking the driver that?
Well, they were, and I was like,
You have to calm down.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to come up with some sort of conversation when you're in the Uber.
Yeah, but not if he's ever had a gay experience.
It was so
One time in college, did you?
he was very uncomfortable. He was very ready for the drive to be over with. And eventually he just kind of shut it down, and then they just started, like, singing very awkward songs. It was a horrible time. Very sorry. I think I apologized about 10 times.
Well, there you go. At least you apologized to the driver. What, did you check your rating, Kayla?
No, I don't have it anymore, because I live in a smaller town, so I drive around. But I'm sure theirs is so bad.
Okay. There's no Uber in Gastonia? Is that what you're saying?
No, there is. I have a car, so I drive. It's usual.
Gotcha. Mm. All right. Thanks, Kayla.
Yeah, all right, let's talk with Anne in Charlotte. Anne, this happened in Australia?
This happened in Australia, yeah.
Ooh, do tell.
Isn't that called Uber?
Uber.
Yes, it was. Well, I was out with friends celebrating, having a great time, and apparently I had too great of a time. And I decided to recline in the back. I put my feet up behind his headrest. I guess they were resting. And she kept knocking my feet down. I just didn't get it. And then I sang him Bye Bye Miss American Pie the entire way
home. Oh, he hates Americans, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you entitled American. Get out.
Get your feet off my head.
He said absolutely nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, he's trying to get that good Uber score.
Yep.
Did you check your rating on Uber?
I never thought of it, no.
Yeah. Look, why don't you go check it real quick?
Right.
Check it real quick while we're on the phone with you. We got to hear.
Oh, I really can't right now. I have no access, but I can call you back in like.
Yeah, that's okay. You can text it to us. Everybody, that's what we need now. Thank you. Thanks, Ann. Everybody text us at 704-570-9595. Your Uber scores, especially if they're lower than Roy's at 4.6.
I'm so upset about this. I'm really upset about this.
I just love that you had the lowest score after you were trying to throw me under the bus.
I'm so upset. And my buddy Opie went to New York City with me, and he was so talkative to every driver. And I'm like, you don't do that in New York. You shut up, you ride, and you get there. He's like asking questions and being really friendly. So if anything, you would think that I'd even have a good score just because of that.
Yeah, well, one kid in the back gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Sorry,
I'm so upset about that.
All right. Well,
you need a hug.
Yeah, sounds like he does. Keep it up, Roy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.